So we'll get to all your Bruins thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Lauren has been waiting patiently up in Maine on Drake May. Go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thanks.
So I was listening this morning to the Greg Hill show, and Courtney made a really good point that I actually kind of agreed with.
Okay.
So what she said was about Drake May this weekend. He starts, he doesn't play good. They're playing Houston. It's kind of a built-in excuse for him a little bit if he doesn't play good. Then I'd give it another week to judge him. If he still sucks when he plays the following week, then we can start to worry a little bit. But I want to kind of give him this weekend to see how he does. But again, remember, he's playing against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Look, I get that logic.
That's true.
Like, Eric Shun.
It's a built-in. It's a built-in excuse for Drake. Oh, he went out and failed against Houston? Yeah, so did Josh Allen the week prior. So
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I get that. It's just, I just want to be allowed to come in on Monday and say he didn't play well. That's all. But no one's going to say bench
him. But you won't.
No one's going to say
go.
Okay, that's fine. No one's going to say go to Joe Milton. At least we won't. No one's going to say go back to Jacoby Brissett. If that's her fear, I'm not going to say that. And it does give him a game under his belt with a built-in excuse to then go into a standalone island international game against a very beatable Jaguars team.
Much like sort of the opposite is true last week. Just follow me here on this journey. The Dolphins were such a bad team, and the Patriots were actually favored to win the game. So if Jacoby Brissett plays bad against them, which he did, that just speeds everything up. Right? Like, you're like, oh my God, not only did you look bad, but you look bad in a very winnable game. Whereas this one, you look at the Texans as one of the best teams in the league. So if Drake May doesn't turn it over three times and doesn't just like fall apart, you're going to look at it like, hey, not bad. Probably better than Brissett.
Yeah.
And then kind of go from there. So I'm with the caller.
Ian Brockton, Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, he says you're only giving him a week. No. I'm just going to come in on Monday and say he didn't play well. If he didn't play well, we're just going to say he didn't play well.
I think the caller was saying that.
I see. Got
like,
it.
I'll give, like, she's like, I won't really. Assess him until after the Jacksonville game. He's playing all season unless he gets hurt.
That's
like, he
what
needs
I
to play all year.
Like, I am not going to be calling to bench him. I'm not going to say they're going to ruin him. I don't think you can ruin him. So I'm not going to be calling to bench him and play Milton or Brissett or anyone like that.
No, I don't want to see it.
But if he's not playing well, we're going to come in and say he's not playing well. I hope he plays well. Yep. I think he is going to play well. Maybe not this weekend. I don't think it's the ideal spot. But whatever. I think talent wins out. And I think he was the second most talented quarterback in the class. I thought he was more talented coming out than Jaden Daniels. I don't think he had the talent of Caleb Williams, but I didn't want to deal with Caleb Williams and all his nonsense. I'm with your wife who got one look at him and said, that guy's not going to make it.
2 minutes of hard knocks. She's like, nope.
So there are things I didn't like about Caleb Williams, but on talent, I think Drake May was the second most talented in the class.
I am excited.
And I think talent's going to win out.
We're going to get Drake May, Caleb Williams week 10.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That'll be a good one.
At Chicago. But three, four games before that.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is we're not going to ignore if he plays poorly. That's all. But
no.
I'm not going to be calling to bench him. He needs to play the rest of the year. Now that you've gone to him, he needs to play the rest of the year.
Yeah,
barring injury, as you said.
And I am curious how Alex Van Pelt ends up calling these games, because he kind of had a departure just with Brissett. He went from very kind of run heavy to.
Well, what do you want to see?
I want to see him in the early going. Well, it all kind of depends.
No, if they're down three touchdowns, then you have to throw.
It all kind of depends.
But in a neutral game script, what do you want to see?
I still think you, right now in the early going, I would probably be pretty close to a 50-50 offense.
Handoff. Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sorry. You're saying 50-50. I would say
50-50.
I'm still skewed to the run.
But, I mean, if it ends up being 30 runs, 30 passes, like a true 50-50, it kind of feels even more weighted to the run just the way the league is and like most teams throw so much more.
Yeah, look, I'm normally let that kid go back and let it rip.
Yeah.
This game.
20 pass attempts?
I mean, look,
25.
Again, I mean, it depends on how the game plays out, but like the ideal situation is you're running more than you're passing this week and you see what he can do and you add more to his plate as you go and you see what he can handle in the meantime.
Do you do designed runs for him?
Yes.
Or do you?
Yes. Like, especially in, like, the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, like, a
anytime touchdown?
Third and short. Like, that's where I'm going to see it. That's where I want to see it. Yes, that's part of his skill set. Yes. We saw that in the preseason.
Yeah, but some of that was just play broke down in front of him and he kind of scooted.
Yeah, but
like, I think
some
of his yards.
I think there were design runs in the preseason. I think there were.
But, yeah, no, I am I'm just obviously looking forward to that aspect of it. But I just think Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson – with the exception of the Stevenson's fumbles, which I know you can't just like skip past that part. That is significant. You need to hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
But their actual runs, those two guys, have both been pretty good against everybody.
Yeah, and you'd be so – I think Gibson – I was looking at the snaps this morning. Gibson might have played more – believe it or not, more snaps than Stevenson.
Well, that was the big punishment then.
You know, I mean, it was about 50-50. It was close. One guy, it was like 29-28, something like that. I think he might have got one more snap. Now, he wasn't as involved when he was out there. Stevenson touched the football basically every time he was out there.
They both had 28 of the 60 snaps.
So I would say, so 50-50.
Yeah.
I'd probably get away from that. But if Stevenson isn't fumbling, then he can stay out there.
Yeah. Well, he didn't fumble last game. That was a big win.
No, it's
one game. Days without a fumble.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
At the warehouse.
Exactly. Yeah. We got a check mark there.
Nice.
3-7, 93-7, going back to the goalie negotiations.
Yeah.
Do you agree with this, Keith? Neely played Swayman like a fiddle.
I don't know. He got more money than what are you stamping his feet about.
So that's what I think.
He's like, I got 64 million reasons. He's like, well, give me 66 and I'll sign.
I think Swayman won the negotiation, lowercase w. You know, like, I think he won the negotiation. Anything north of 8, I felt like he was going to win.
I don't think
he won it W-O-N, all caps, exclamation point. Like, he didn't win as much as he could have. And if he had the stomach to do it, he could have had 9, 10 million by waiting it out, letting Corpy play, waiting for Allmark to sign his deal, waiting for Shesterkin to turn down whatever deals that are out there. And it's not a coincidence Swayman signs and then Ottawa goes to action. News leaks out in New York. That's not a coincidence, I don't think.
Yeah, I just don't think
the market. Swayman blinked.
Yeah,
his agent probably didn't want him to blink. Swayman blinked, and then the market started to move around that. They were waiting for the market to move,
true,
and then for the Bruins to react, and they blinked too quickly.
Even if this looks like a pretty team-friendly deal down the road, I don't think Neely is happy about $8.25 million.
No, I think Swayman's happier than the team is.
Yeah,
I think the agent said we could have got 9 or 10 if we just waited.
I think that's. Don't you feel like they, and I know Pastrnak and McAvoy make more money, but Sweeney and Neely feel like they overpaid
all
Swayman.
Three. I think they feel like they overpaid all three.
I think definitely Swayman, maybe McAvoy. I don't know if they feel like they overpaid Pastrnak.
Who's the most overpaid out of those three? Swayman, Pastrnak, McAvoy.
I think based on like history in the league, it would be Swayman.
So I think it's McAvoy.
I know you're down on McAvoy.
Yeah, I am.
I have higher hopes for him. I don't think he's like a top five guy in the league. I think he should be.
That's what he's paid as.
Yeah. I think he's like tied for fifth or sixth.
And he's finished, by the way, top five Norris in the past, but he didn't last year, and last night was a disaster. I know he scored, but last night was a disaster.
Defense wasn't great.
It was
not great in front of your guy, Corpy.
617-779-7937. Let's get back to the Patriots. We can mix in all your Bruins phone calls if you want to jump in there. Drake May did speak at the podium. We can get to some of that. More also on whose call it was to go to Drake May. Was it Gerard Mayo's? Did it come from above Gerard Mayo? That's next.